let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, she's been called a horse whisperer for CEOs and forums, able to gently coax at deeper levels of discovery and achievement. Andrew O'Donovan is a sought-after speaker, executive coach, best-selling author, internationally acclaimed leadership development specialist, working with entrepreneurs, CEOs, and other professionals to become more effective leaders by creating a strong sense of meaning and purpose. Over the past 25 years, Andrew has assisted thousands of individuals, helping them gain greater influence, effectiveness, and perspective. Known for her life-changing retreats, which take place in exotic venues all over the world, she's the author of the bestseller Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. Andrew O'Donovan back with us on This Week in America. Andrew, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's lovely to be back.
It is always interesting to have you on and talk about the book Motivate Yourself. And I mentioned in the beginning, and this I find very interesting, the life-changing retreats that you do in exotic places all over the world. And I want to ask you why you think those are successful. What is interesting, you are taking very successful people and making them even more so by the retreat. What is it that they come away from with the retreat that really, in many cases, is life-changing for them?
Well, I think, number one, they have to actually leave their life for a few days. So they're not accessible. You know, they're not in their office or just down the way. We actually get right away. So that has the effect of making them go into the thought process of, I'm going to actually have a bit of a detox here. And I usually get them to shut off from their phones, their iPads, their office work. And I say, you know, if you're not going to give yourself a chance, then there's not a lot of point in being here. So I think once they've made that decision, and I tell you, it's difficult. It's a bit like switching off from the life support machines.
Yes.
They've actually got some space to be present, and they're realizing then how addicted they are and how on call they are most of the time. So a retreat really means give yourself a treat, give yourself some time to stand back and take a really deep look.
So often you hear people that are talking about personal transformation. We read books, we see people talking about on radio and television programs. And you see people try to like work that into, I've got like an hour, I'm going to transform myself. It really doesn't work like that, does that? You have to sort of detach yourself and really focus on that transformation process.
Yeah, I mean, the transformation begins with a very deep decision. Some people, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day who's a nutritionist, and they said some people wait till they get a life-threatening disease or they get very ill. And when they get very ill, they're very, very open to transforming. What I'm trying to do is create a positive crisis for them. So in other words, during that sort of retreat, do everything I can to make them make that very deep decision that doesn't just come from a rational process, but comes from much deeper within them, so they can sustain some of the changes they're going to have to make, whether it's going to be around the way they plan their week, or some very big radical decisions they may be making in their life.
With us on This Week in America is Andrew O'Donovan. We're talking about her book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. The book is available wherever books are sold, obviously at the website, Andrew's website, andrewodonovan.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Great for holiday gift giving because it really is a life-changing book. And we were talking before the program, this is now in audio format. It's now in Kindle. There's no excuse not to have this book because it's available in all the forms. It even speaks to you if you want it to.
Yes, and it's going to be translated as well. We're just picking off some of the countries. So it's starting to really take hold. And I think the sooner they read it, the better.
Well, yes, when you go through this, and I've had the opportunity to read it and to reread it as we were getting ready for the second program with Andrew. And there was so much great information in the book, three distinct sections. One is motivate your life, design the life you want to live. And I know that's something that you really focus on and part of this transformation that we were talking about. When you pose that question to people, how many people suddenly realize, you know, maybe this isn't the life I want to live? It's a very intriguing question, isn't it?
Well, I think it is because so many people spend time designing their house, designing their kitchen, using experts to do that. You know, where am I going to put this, that, and the other? And they put so much effort and energy and investment in that planning process. But really, hand on heart, how many people do you know that spend that level of time planning their own life? I mean, sure, they'll plan having children or getting their first house. But to stand back and look at their whole life and go, how am I going to plan the life I want? And then be able to be with that process of planning, but at the same time, open to new opportunities and those magical moments happening so that you can take advantage of what is facing you. Because I've got this rule, I call it the law of serendipity. If you're pedaling towards a particular direction and then something happens to not be in line with that direction, then you may want to take that opportunity. But I've noticed that people who never do any pedaling towards any direction don't also come across these amazing opportunities. So although that sounds a contradiction in terms, you plan, but you're also willing to take advantage of things maybe you weren't expecting.
Yeah, and it's a question I would assume that you can ask no matter where you are in life. If you're 55 years old and consider yourself successful, but you still feel a little unfulfilled, you shouldn't think that I really can't change my life now, should you? This is something that you should really go in and evaluate.
You know, it's never too late to make an adjustment. You know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, there could be things that you still want to do in life. And there could be an area of your life, for instance, a massive event like a lot of people talk to me about their children leaving, you know, empty nesters. You're in your mid-50s. What then? And that's a great time to go, rather than focusing on what you're not going to have anymore or the stimulus you're not going to be having at home. It's starting to go right back and start to ask yourself some deeper questions that lead you to the road of exciting things and new challenges, rather than shutting off channels, which I think some people do when they get to a certain age. They get sucked into this sort of universal agreement that, well, you get to a certain age and so you have to stop planning, your best plans are behind you. I definitely don't agree with that. I mean, my uncle is in his 90s and he's still planning.
Andrew O'Donovan, our guest on This Week in America. The book is Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. Great gift idea for the holidays. Information at Andrew's website, andrewodonovan.com. Book's available in all the usual places. And, of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. In the book, it's interesting. One of the cores is mind your values. And I find that interesting. And you talked about you're like 18 years old and you decided in life you wanted to be a contributor. You found your compass. You found that value. And it's really been a life mission for you. Talk about finding your value and why that's so important.
Well, I think so many people get pushed into things or they're leading, you know, they make decisions at a younger age because they feel they should study law or they should go and work in a specific, you know, consulting practice or whatever they may want to do. But they often haven't done the work of going, what actually lights me up in life? Where does my heart lie? And they, you know, you sometimes get people asking those questions, but only when everything's gone wrong. So at an early age, I came across, you know, a number of different opportunities and realized that whenever I was actually contributing, having other people feel good about the things I was doing, I felt brilliant. And it didn't matter about the money or the circumstances or the environment. I felt good. And that's when I realized whatever I do, I have to do something where I'm working with people and making a contribution. And that's been a constant throughout my life. And if for every reason I don't get the opportunity to do that, it's a little bit like a plant that isn't getting the right light or water. I kind of wither a little bit.
And I think you know when you found the right value, when you look forward to each day and the new opportunities that that day brings about, and you talk about activating your values, for you, all you need to do is look at a testimonial and get some feedback from some of the people that you're working with, and suddenly that's you're back in the battle again. You're ready to go for another day, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I get letters all the time from clients or emails to say, as a result of that discussion, I did this, which led to that. And I love that kind of thing, because if something I say or I can set up some conditions for people to have realizations, then, you know, I think that's brilliant, because these people then go on to spread the word and then everyone's making their difference in their own way.
Free Yourself is one of the sections of the book, What Gets in the Way of Your Happiness. And we talked about this briefly before, but it's so important because you mentioned we all have a rat in our life. This is something, if you remember, it will guide you through the day and get you through difficult circumstances. What is the rat that we all seem to have with us?
Well, the rat is my metaphor for that negative voice in your head that is constantly arguing for your limitations and flying in the face of, you know, your own survival. So, for instance, if you're about to take a risk, whether it be physical, emotional, or mental, or even financial, you may tune into a voice in your head that says, you don't want to do that. And this voice in your head seems to know all the answers. Now, understanding you've got that voice that is constantly wired to keep you safe and in your comfort zone will help you listen to the voice, but not necessarily take its advice. So maybe say, thanks, rat, as in rational mind, gnawing away at you. Thanks for sharing, but I'm going to do it anyway. And whether you're skiing a black run or about to make a big investment, you are going to have a voice in your head that's pulling you back. And it's very important that you learn to manage that and emotionally kind of deal with it rather than be unconscious. Because if you're unconscious, it's ruling you and you're not in control of it. So I have a whole chapter on managing rat and those rational negative voices.
Well, it's fascinating. And you find yourself when you're in a situation trying to make a decision where you, it's sort of a check and balance system that you've set up by referring to that. Andrew O'Donovan, our guest on the program, the book is Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want and Find Purpose and Achieve Fulfillment. You've got a top 10 motivating principles, and these are excellent. Here's one that holds back a lot of people. Be up to date in all your relationships. Toxic friends and family contaminate your energy. How do we deal with that? Because so often we tolerate people that we would put in the contamination category. They're either friends, coworkers that we need to work with, or family people, which makes it very difficult to juggle that relationship. How do we do that?
Well, if you're in my seminar, I may say to you, write down, 10 people in your natural universe that you come across all the time. That could be brothers, sisters, colleagues, directors, etc., neighbors. And then I ask them to look down the list. Maybe your viewers could do this. And if you feel that you owe them a phone call, then put a little D by their name, as in you're in debit. But if you feel that maybe they owe you something, or that, you're up to date, then you can put a C. And invariably, people come up with 4 or 5 names that they feel they're sort of in debit to. And I ask them, well, what's the outstanding thing? And they say, well, I haven't told my sister I love her for some time, or I really needed to write that letter to thank someone or apologize. And, I go away and do that right now. And when they do, they come back completely transformed. They're either in floods of tears because the message that's come back has been so amazing. And this just happened the other day where one of my CEOs sent a message to his sister, who he's a bit estranged from. And he just said something like, it's time that, I came to visit or something, and said something very sweet and intimate. And she responded immediately. But the problem is we follow the ratty voices, in our heads that say, don't do that because you know how it's going to turn out.
And exactly, then we don't. Yes.
And then we don't take the action, and then we're right about the fact that that person is estranged. So I think relationships are more important than we sometimes tell ourselves. And once we've exorcised those negatives and those toxins that are getting in the way, you'll be surprised at what comes your way.
It's interesting, and I think we touched on this in the beginning of the interview. We're so focused on other people and the task at hand, we sort of forget about ourselves. And you talk a lot in the book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. By focusing on yourself, let's talk about a couple of things that people could do. It's interesting, as you read the book, you find people that once they did a reassessment of that and they focused on themselves, their relationship might not have been with family what they thought it really should be. They devote more time to family. They may decide to go to the doctor and suddenly find out they have an issue they need to deal with. Talk about that. And I guess the first step when they come to a retreat, they're leaving the whole social media, the whole digital world behind. I guess that's maybe the first thing. And they realize they can live a couple of days maybe without answering emails.
Rick, the bottom line is, if on your deathbed you're going to be regretting all those relationships you didn't put your time and investment in, those nights you weren't there to put your kids to bed, the teenagers you never spent time with, the wife you never loved enough. You know, I always say to people, we should start with the end in mind, because, you know, I do check in with myself on a weekly, if not sometimes daily basis, going, is what I'm doing today in line with my purpose? Now, I'm lucky enough to have a purpose. Some people need to help to define it. But if you're going to reach the end of your days and have 100 regrets, you don't want that. So you need to start living today as if it were your last day, not in a macabre way, but to make sure that you're up to date with your relationships and that the priority people in your life are getting to see you. Because life is too short and you don't want to be regretting things. People never regret not answering their emails, and they never regret, I'm told, on their deathbeds. You know, they never regret not having done that deal or gone to the office. It's always about relationships and love.
And you talk about how to be more productive, more inspired, and you also feel more present. We've got a couple minutes left to the end of the program. Talk about that, because so often we really don't consider the present. We're so focused on the future in most cases and where we're going to go, how we're going to get there, when we're going to get there.
Yeah, if you're a bit of a future addict, you know, fast forwarding your life all the time to the time when you've lost weight or got that house or you've got that holiday, what you're going to do is when you get there, you're going to be futuring again. And you might as well stop right now and go, how am I enjoying my day right now, today, this minute? Not when I leave, not when I'm in front of the TV, but right now. And it's about being in the here and now, and also being present with everyone you meet. Now, I know that's not an easy thing to do, but if you get into the habit of not futuring, you make the most of every hour, because actually that's all you've got. You've only got the present. And every conversation is meaningful, and everyone that comes into your space should leave feeling good about themselves.
Great information in the book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment, by our guest on This Week in America, Andro Donovan. Her website is androdonovan.com. Book is available all across the country, wherever you buy books. You'll find information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is a great gift idea. It's also available in an audiobook Kindig format as well. Andro, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Rick, and I hope people enjoy it over Christmas when they get to do their life planning for the new year.
It is a great time. It's sort of like that transitional period. It's the end of the year. I'm now going to focus on leaving something behind and taking the good and going forward for the new year. So it's a great time to settle down with the book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. The book by Andro Donovan. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.